थैंक यू सो मच। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताया पतये नमः। आपदामपहर्तारं दादारं सर्वसंपतां लोकापि रामं श्रीरामं भूयो भूयो नमाम्यहम्। I bow down to him whom I know as Rama, Ramabhadra, Ramachandra, Raghunatha, Natha, and the husband of Sita Mata. I bow again and again to Sri Rama, who removes all obstacles and grants good fortune to everyone, and he is pleasing one and all. So, we are very excited to be always discussing this glories of Lord Ram. Interestingly, whenever we talk about glories of Lord Ram, we naturally connect with all Ram's devotees as a part of glorifying Ram. So, you all had been discussing about Ram Katha every day, and it's very interesting that this service of Krishna Katha and Ram Katha and Gaur Katha, and to keep up this service on, it's very encouraging, and it brings in a humongous amount of happiness that devotees are very consistent in this service. Srila Prabhupada would be definitely pleased by looking at this consistency, because if we are somehow able to get consistency in our chanting and hearing, then what happens is that all the viruses, all the demons, all the propensities that Kalipurusha will be trying to push towards us will not be able to do anything to us. All germs and virus, they grow in a place where there is dirt, where gandagi, useless things are there. But when there is a consistent harikatha, consistent shravanam, and consistent japa, if these two things are consistently taken care, then our major problems are sorted out. Then the only focus after achieving this consistency is to put what we are learning and hearing into practice. And one step forward to that is, what you are practicing is what you preach. And one step further is, Kevala Ananda Kanda. Enjoy for eternity in such an association of wonderful devotees. That is why, even in the most precarious, disastrous condition also, a devotee can find happiness. In the most challenging times also, a devotee can try to find some solace. So we are going to learn 5 lessons today as a part of our reflections on Ramayana. I generally prefer to draw lessons. Otherwise, I will myself, this is for my own personal purification, I've been doing this. I'm just sharing what I wrote it for my personal reflection. In each of these lessons, when we discuss, we will link to a pastime or a personality or something related to Ramayana. So this may not necessarily be a story structured. It may be bits and pieces of Ramayana, but then something that we can relate to and try to take home some message. The first lesson that we are going to discuss is on a principle called ability versus humility. And we are going to discuss about Hanuman. Hanuman is such a personality that how much ever you speak about him, we will not be tired. We will be more and more enthusiastic to speak about him. He is a wonderful personality. Wonderful. The wonderful nature of Hanuman, I had the good fortune to glorify Hanuman the last 1 week several times. Because of coronavirus, I am stuck in Houston. I was going to go back to Mumbai on 22nd of March, but all my flights got cancelled. And even in India, the scenario is everybody is house arrested, lockdown scenario. So we all decided that we will do some lecture series. So we are doing a Hindi lecture series on Brihad Bhagavata Amrita every day from 22nd. Still it is going on. So today, this is the third lecture for me. I started my class at 6:30. So 6:30 to 7:30, we had a class anyway. So point is, I've been having good fortune of discussing Brihad Bhagavata Amrita, part 1, which Preeti Vilasini Mataji must have definitely enlightened you all in detail, because I see that that's going on and now she's in part 2. So in that, then we discussed about Hanuman, so we had good fortune. So ability versus humility, the reason this topic is, in material world, we are constantly get derailed from Krishna consciousness because of our ability. So wherever there is ability in this material world, humility cannot be seen. Because humility is seen as somebody as a coward or a poverty or a failure, according to materialistic propensity. The word humble is only used as a lip service. The word humble is used as a public speaking, you know, terminology. But nobody attaches the word humility, because humility means you are a weaker section. That's how people perceive humility as. But Hanuman is one such personality who is highly able and he is very humble. As we spoke few weeks before about how in Krishna consciousness we are supposed to fly high and stay grounded. At that time I was explaining this point, how somebody can fly high as well as stay grounded. We can fly high by talking and glorifying Krishna and his devotees and stay grounded as their servants. Andal, one of the alvars, she flew high, stay grounded. Hanuman, he is always flying high, both in his qualities as well as for his service. And the kind of service that Hanuman has done, according to Narada Muni, who was glorifying Hanuman, he said, Hanuman has done, he is listing around 10, 11 different types of role as a service to Lord Ram. Hanuman was a friend, servant, carrier, umbrella, fan, one who has been a flag, advisor, doctor, companion, and Narada Muni is going on listing. And this Hanuman, what happened was, I'm afraid that probably all the 5 points we will not be able to finish. So if I'm not able to finish all the pastime, because if you get into the details and if you go a little longer, I will see to that at least I will share the bullet points so that probably you all can meditate on it in your own respective time. When Hanuman was sent to Lanka, he met Mother Sita and gave her assurance that he will send Lord Ram to rescue her, because she didn't want to travel back with Hanuman. So Hanuman decided to teach some lesson. So Hanuman actually went and finished So Hanuman went and challenged all the Ravana Sena. He killed 5 ministers' son. He killed 80,000 soldiers. He killed one of the sons of Ravana. He finished Jambulali. So he did all the mess. Then finally, because he did all of them to get an audience with Ravana. And he told Ravana, my dear sir, I am one of the rejected or least qualified person in the Ram's army. I'm not so expert like others in my army. We have much, much more wonderful guys in our army. And our Prabhu Ramachandra is a very kind person. He will forgive you. You please release Mother Sita, and whatever damage has happened, we will all ask for sorry, and we will, you know, close this chapter. Ravana wouldn't budge. Vibhishna pleaded at that time to Ravana, saying that please release. And Vibhishna also supported Hanuman, but Ravana was on his ego, so he wouldn't. And he insulted Hanuman, set fire on Hanuman's tail, and Hanuman eventually burnt the entire Lanka and went back. So Mandodari reminded Hanuman, saying that, my dear friend, my dear husband, what are you doing, man? This is not going correct because you have a curse. Remember, the curse, when a monkey comes inside your kingdom and creates disturbance, ruckus, that's when your downfall is going to begin. So please now come to your senses and please return, Mother Sita. And Ravana wouldn't budge. So then this thought, what Mandodari sowed in Ravana's heart, was constantly bothering Ravana. So he was thinking, what am I supposed to do? And all these demoniac people, whenever they think of preparation, they think of financial resources, human power, human resources, and weapons, and all the other infrastructure. That's what they think as a need for a, you know, army, or for a fight, for a war. But a devotee, they never think of any of those things. Plenty of examples. Vanara Sena, Pandava Sena. There's a very interesting pastime in Lord Jagannath's Leela Katha about Raja Gajapati challenged by King of Vijayanagar. That pastime is called Manikya Gaudini pastime. I'm not sure if you have heard that. So where all the devotees, their whole perspective about the war is completely else, completely different. So Ravana was constantly thinking, how do I mobilize resources? Because he was already anticipating a war is going to come. So he decided to go and take help from Bali Maharaj, who was in Sutala planet. So Ravana went to Sutala planet. He was already, you know, thinking, contemplating, how do I go and get, how do I mobilize resources, how do I mobilize team? So he went down to Sutala planet. Bali Maharaj had the blessings of Vamanadev guarding the Sutala planet. So as soon as Ravana was trying to walk in, Bali Maharaj stopped him. Hey, stop. Who are you? How can you can walk inside this place without my permission? A dwarf Brahmana. Ravana thought, who this guy are? I'm already in anxiety. I'm already in pain. I'm already in tension. Somebody is disturbing me. So that Vamandev said, without my permission, you cannot go. And Ravana thought, at this point in time, I need to focus on what I came here for. Is bande ko hum baad mein dekhte hain. We will only, I'll handle him later. I will figure it out later. So he made himself invisible and walked inside. And when he met Bali Maharaj, Bali Maharaj greeted him. And Ravana didn't want to show that he is in anxiety or he is worried. Ravana didn't want to show off that he is concerned. So he said, no, I just came to see you. Been a long time since we met. So I just thought I will come and see you and greet you, talk to you about everything okay, welfare. So Bali Maharaj said, okay, that's nice. So thanks that you have come. And he greeted and he took him to the backside of the palace. So when he took him to the backside of the palace, Bali Maharaj showed him a huge mountain. And that mountain, Bali Maharaj showed, saying this mountain is fully gold. That mountain was 32 miles diameter and 72 mile tall, 32 miles as a diameter of the mountain, and 72 miles tall, nicely shaped. So Bali Maharaj said, this golden mountain, I am giving it as a gift to you. So Ravana got pleased. Wow, my financial resources, I have enough now financial resources. He said, thank you so much. And that was not just gold, it has got diamond and other jewelries were all bedecked into that. So Ravana was trying to lift that, he couldn't lift it. When he put his hand underneath to lift it, his hand got stuck inside that, he couldn't lift it. So he said, I will come and send my people and pick it up later. Then Bali Maharaj took him inside and said, my dear Ravana, do you know what is this mountain? When Hiranyakashipu and Narsingadev, when they were fighting, one of the earrings of Hiranyakashipu fell down. This is his earring. If Narsingadev's earrings, sorry, if Hiranyakashipu's earrings are 72 miles tall, how big Hiranyakashipu would have, you know, been? How tall he would have been? And it is explained that in front of Narsingadev, Hiranyakashipu was like a wasp, a small insect. So which means how huge, how gigantic Narsingadev would have been. And that Narsingadev, that same person, has come down as Lord Ram, whose wife with whom you are doing misbehaving. Please return her, otherwise you have to face him. So when Ravana heard this, sometimes we don't listen advices unless we are pictorially shown some, you know, things. Government initially said in the cigarette box, smoking is injurious to health. It was not taken seriously. Then they decided how to make them more serious. They agreed to put all the pictures of what are the evil effects of smoking cigarette, and they came up with a policy that all the cigarette packets, I'm talking about India, I'm not sure here, all the cigarette packets should have pictorial representation of what all evil effects will happen. But that also did not make any effect, because those who are stupid, those whose intelligence is maya apahrita jnana, whose intelligence is stolen away by maya, what pictorial representation will come? So Ravana said that, no, nothing doing, I cannot give back Mother Sita. But then this 72 mile tall kept on coming again and again in his dream. So I am not going by the actual timeline, so I may be skipping details in between. To glorify Hanuman, and in turn Lord Ram, and in turn learning a lesson. So Ravana came back, but this golden mountain kept on popping out in his head. Oh my God, 72 mile tall, which means nothing. It was huge, huge, huge. It kept on popping up. So war started, and in the meanwhile, in the Rama's side, in the army, Vibhishana kept warning that Ravana is a crooked guy. He will not rest in peace. He will try to do everything possible to, you know, attack us. So he told, Vibhishana told Hanuman that, hey Hanuman, you do this. We need to keep Rama and Lakshmana safe somewhere. So they all had a round table conference. Hanuman, Vibhishan, Sugriva, Angada, Ram, Lakshman, all of them had a meeting to decide how to safeguard Ram and Lakshman. The Supreme Personality of Godhead themselves, they are served by these wonderful servants to safeguard the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a wonderful relationship. So, Vibhishana suggested something. Vibhishana suggested, hey Hanuman, why don't you make a fort of your tail? And inside that fort, we will have Rama and Lakshmana situated. So, Hanuman said, fine, I will make a fort. So, first time ever in the history, a conscious fort was made. Because every piece of the fort is Hanuman's tail. Hanuman elongated the tail and made the fort with all the amenities. Hanuman made the fort with all the amenities by his mind, created. So, and the fort had got a gate. So, if somebody has to enter the fort, they have to enter Hanuman's ears, go to Hanuman's mouth. On the back of the neck of Hanuman, there is a nerve connecting to the tail. Through that, somebody has to go and reach the inner quarters of the fort. They had windows, palaces, everything, every wonderful arrangement. And Rama and Lakshmana are set there, preserved. So, Ravana now called his brother Mahiravan to help the current situation, to tackle the scenario. Mahiravan is one of the brothers of Ravana. And this Mahiravan is the same, has got the same similar arrangement like Ravana. He has got 10 heads, 20 hands. This Mahiravan used to live in a place called Mahipuri, Mahipura or Mahipuri. This Mahipura used to be in the bottom of the sea. Including Brahma, no one can reach there. He had got a special blessings. To reach Mahipuri, so there is a 300 mile wide lotus that is there in the middle of the sea with the stem all the way extending till Mahipuri. So if somebody has to reach from other planets, they have to go to this 300 mile lotus, and for them to enter them, they have to chant a mantra. Then the mantra is chanted, and the mantra need to be chanted with one breath. You have to hold on to the breath. You are not supposed to leave the breath, because the whole stem of the lotus connected to this, petal works on a suction pressure. You chant the mantra, hold on to the breath, don't give up the breath, and then the stem will open. You can pass through them. And you can go to the end. Huge, long distance you have to travel. This Bija mantra, only in a proper sound combination, then only stem will open. By any chance, if somebody leaves the breath, then the stem will crush them completely. And this Mahiravan's Mahipuri, many forts, once you reach the place, there are many forts which already protects his palace. First, there's a brick fort. And second, there's a brass fort. And there's a copper fort. Then there's a white metal fort. Then there's a silver fort. Then there's a golden fort. There is a pearl fort. And inside that is Mahipuri. And each of the fort is guarded by some soldiers. The first fort is guarded by 2 billion soldiers. 2,000 lakh soldiers. 2,000 lakh is 2 billion. The second fort, brass fort, is guarded by 3 times 6 billion soldiers. The third fort, which is a copper one, is guarded by 18 billion soldiers. So like that, every one layer, 3 times the number of soldiers increased. And the natural lighting system inside that Mahipuri is from gems. So all the gems on the top, all the systems are maintained by Mahiravan's consciousness. So he is considered as a scientist amongst Ravana's army. So it looks like a science fiction arrangement. And those who don't believe in history, Vedic history, they may call this as a mythology. But even, let us say for an argument's sake, this is a mythology. So it is an interesting mythology to even debate. So, and this Mahiravan's life is in three places. His life point is in 3 places. There is a diamond in Mahipuri inside the palace, and that diamond has to be crushed. And in Himalayas, under the glaciers, there is a cave. Inside that cave, there are 5 lamps which are guarded, or there is a lamp which is guarded by 5 different snakes. And these snakes are not just ordinary snakes. They are very poisonous snakes, and they are also magic snakes. If somebody go closer to the snake, even 100 mile closer to them, thinking of approaching to this cave, the snake can kill them. So the idea is, somebody, if they want to kill Mahiravan, they have to crush this diamond. At the same instance, they have to put off the 5 lamps guarded by the snakes. At the same instance, somebody has to shot the arrow on Mahiravan, then only he can die. Now, what is the probability that somebody can do all these 3 things at one instance? So demons, they think, every demon, they have their own philosophy. Now I have safeguarded my life. Ravana thought, everybody asked their Brahma after a very cutthroat tapasya, they asked the Lord, please bestow me immortality, because Brahma can't give me immortality. So they make a trick like this. Hiranyakashipu made a trick. What trick Ravana made? Ravana asked for a boon. Please, I can only be killed by a human being. He thought a human being can't kill him. And similarly, Mahiravan took this boon. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityu, everyone have to die. And Krishna definitely takes care of them very well. And Ravana, sitting in Lanka, he just thought about Mahiravan. Mahiravan immediately appeared in front of him. They said the demons, snakes, women, or let me put it correctly, prostitutes, politicians, ghosts. If you think of them, they come closer. Or if they are closer, they influence your consciousness either way. So Mahiravan is such a demon. That is why in our traditional family system, we don't talk about these people, or these topics are not pretty popularly discussed, commonly discussed. Especially in traditional families, they say don't talk about certain inauspicious things. They say whistle sound, they cut the ether. Scratching of the pot, they cut the ether. When somebody walks, when they scratch on the floor, and the scratching sound, they cut the ether. And that may attract all this unwanted people. I'm not about politician, but for sure demon and ghosts, they are all attracted through these inauspicious things. In fact, according to Arthashastra, it is said that if a woman who have this habit of scratching the pot while cooking, and who have habit of walking while scratching on the floor, they may destroy that whole family. That's what they say. It's all up to you all how much to give weightage to. So as soon as Ravana thought about Mahiravan, Mahiravan said, "My dear brother, I'm here for you." So Ravana very secretly said, "Hey, I have a problem. These guys, these monkeys, and Ram and Lakshman, two human beings, they are, camping outside our Lanka. And they're giving me a hard time." Mahiravan said that, "Oh, I saw them. I thought they have come here to entertain you." So Ravana said, no, they are giving me a hard time. So can you please finish them off?" Mahiravan said, "My dear brother, now it's 4 o'clock in the evening. By night, 12 o'clock, I will come with the blood of Rama and Lakshmana to you. This is my commitment." Ravana became very happy. "Jai, Jai, thank you very much." He gave all a lot of gifts. Take it. So much of gift he gave. Demons are like that. The moment they are given an assurance, they will be safe. They are so foolish, they will think they are safe, like an ostrich. So Mahiravan directly went to Mahipuri, called his entire family and said, "Hey guys, please arrange for a big ceremony, big festival. They're going to have a very big, festival. I'm going to get two human beings. Today we are going to have an offering to Kali. I have already killed 999 human beings. Today I will have 1,000th one. And as a bonus, I'm going to offer her one more extra. Let's have a celebration." So he asked the entire team crew to call for a big, festival celebration. Mahiravan's wife, she said, "Who are you going to kill? May I know?" He said, "One Ram and Lakshman, these two human beings who are coming and bothering my brother." So Mahiravan's wife, she is from snake family. And snakes are Vishnu's servants because of Nantasesh. She said, "Prabhu, please give up this idea right now that personally Lord Ram is not an ordinary person. He is Supreme Lord. Hell with your brother. You please don't party in the name of helping your brother. You don't get trapped. You will not be able to escape him. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please, you know, you already have a curse. Ravana has a curse. Your family has a curse. When a monkey enter our place, you all will die. And I'm requesting you. I don't say, hey, what will happen? After all, human beings, we have so many wonderful, after all these arrangements, do you think anybody can come and kill us? Nothing will do. So he was very proud, very egoistic, very confident. So he called four of his important ministers. Chatur, Sadhya, Sarvaprana, Dushmati. He called four of them and said, hey guys, we have a project today, newly bagged project. In the time of recession, kisi ko project nahi milta. We have got a project. So, he called that we have to lift two human beings. Please go and do the job. Here is the address. Go to Lanka. You have to search for them. Find out where they are. Probably they may be hiding behind that fort. So get them here. So everybody said, we don't need four guys. The Chatur said, I will go myself first. I don't need anybody. The Chatur went and he saw this tail fort was so huge that Hanuman had erected. It is so huge that he came back saying that I can't enter this fort. Sorry. So the second guy, Sadhya, went. He became an eagle and flew on the top and went up till Satyaloka to check out where Ram and Lakshman are kept. But he couldn't figure it out where they are. He came back empty-handed. And Sarvaprana, this guy went, adopted a new strategy, tried to form a hole in Hanuman's tail. And Hanuman thought that there is some itching happening on his back. So he just scratched and, you know, shoo this guy away. Dushmati, this guy also went and he got a punch on his face from Hanuman and came back. So Mahiravan said, you guys are useless, I will go myself do this job. So Mahiravan thought how to enter. He disguised himself as Vibhishana and he went to Hanuman and said, hey Hanuman, something bad, very important. I heard that Ravana is making some plans to lift Rama and Lakshmana. We need to be very, very alert now. You please let me in. I will go and warn Rama and Lakshmana also to be careful. And make sure that you don't let anyone go inside. Sometimes people may disguise themselves as Vibhishana and come in. Don't let in. So Mahiravan closed his breath and went inside, lifted Rama and Lakshmana. First, it is explained, how is it possible that Supreme Personality of Godhead could be lifted like this, like an ordinary toy somebody could lift? It is said that even the Lord, to enable the pastime to happen, for the devotees to get purified, for us to enjoy, for us to get rid of all the demoniac propensity within ourselves, and also for him to have some sort of a, you know, wonderful time. So he allowed himself to be put to sleep into Yoga Nidra. So Lakshmana, who is protecting Lord Ram for 14 long years, never slept. He was put to a Maya sleep, a kind of a, you know, inert state, and Mahiravan held his breath together, carried these two people and escaped Hanuman's fort. Little later, then the original Vibhishana came in front of Hanuman, and Hanuman felt something fishy. Vibhishana said that, "What happened? Why are you, you know, concerned?" Hanuman said, "You just went inside to warn." I said, "I never went inside." So they went and checked. Vibhishana was in for a shock. So Vibhishana said, "You monkey, I told you." So they finally decided what to be done, because now tension in the camp of Lord Ram. Actually, Vibhishana was the one who gave the entire description that I just said about Mahipuri to Hanuman. Because Vibhishana knew it could be Ravana's act and Mahiravan could have done this. So Vibhishana said, "Please go, use this mantra. I will teach you a mantra. This is a Bija mantra. In this pronunciation, in this way you chant, you can enter Mahipuri." And then all that I could say, I said. But there may be some finer details you will have to go and figure out yourselves. So, Hanuman immediately left, and Vibhishana said, "Please come back soon. I will be waiting. If you don't come back with Rama and Lakshmana, I will give up my life." Hanuman said, "Don't worry. I will come back as early as possible." Jai Shri Ram. He just made a jump and went to that lotus, you know, petal. And as soon as he reached the lotus petal to enter the stem to go to Mahipuri, he forgot the Bija mantra that Vibhishana taught. But then he didn't want to come back and waste his time, do back and forth. So he remembered. He called Vayu Bhagwan. Vayu is Hanuman's father. So he called Vayu and said, "Hey, can you please do something? Because this whole tube works in suction system. You are the personality who can control the air. So please allow me entrance to this, you know, tunnel, and I can go past and reach Mahipuri." Vayu said, "Good luck. Very nice. I'll do it." So Hanuman had a VIP entry. Zoom. He directly went, and as soon as he landed there, there was a tree. The tree started to speak. The tree said, "My dear Hanuman, I am a demigod. Narada Muni cursed me. And he said that when Hanuman will come to do some seva to Lord Ram, you can help him and participate." So Hanuman hanged the tree, huge tree. So this demigod requested, "Please engage me in the service of Lord Rama." So Hanuman uprooted that tree, finished 2 billion soldiers just by throwing the tree at them. That's for the first brick fort. Then he entered the brass fort. He had a huge fight. He made his body pretty huge and had a big fight with all the 6 billion soldiers guarding the brass fort. Then he went to the copper fort. He started, you know, eating all of them and biting them and, you know, chewing them. So he finished the 18 billion soldiers. Then he went to the white metal fort. He burnt all of them by fire, and the 54 billion soldiers were finished off just by the burning fire, you know, emitted by Hanuman. Then came the golden gate. He finished plenty, and finally, you know, after crossing all the fort, finally reached the golden gate, which is entrance to Mahipuri. In that golden gate, a meter kind of a machine was set. So anyone who is entering the gate thinking bad about Mahiravan, this meter will rotate pretty fastly, indicating that this guy is an enemy to Mahiravan. So anybody who is enemy of Mahiravan, this meter will indicate, give an indication that he is an enemy. So, in the meantime, in the Mahiravan's room, Mahiravan had called his sister. Her name is Duratandi. His sister was married to another demon and begot a son whose name is Neelamega. There was an Akashvani which mentioned that till Mahiravan died, Neelamega cannot become son. So, Neelamega cannot become the king till Mahiravan die. So, Mahiravan thought that these guys will be a threat to me. They may kill me for them to become the kings. So, he had arrested Duratandi and the family. But then, every time when there is an auspicious function, there is a culture in Mahiravan's family that auspicious water needs to be fetched from the pond by Duratandi. So, because they were planning for a celebration to kill Rama and Lakshmana, so Mahiravan called his sister from the jail, whose legs and hands are tied. He released her legs from the chain and let her go along with few servants to go and fetch water from the Pushkarani, the pond in front of the palace. So Hanuman, after finishing all this, guy was waiting in the gate, finding for an opportune moment to go in, to find out how to go in. He was taking stock of the things around. At that time, he heard a sound. Somebody scolding Mahiravan. He was very, keenly looking at that was Duratandi, constantly scolding. This rascal brother, he's arrested me, put my family in trouble. He kept on saying something. So Hanuman thought, oh my God, if somebody is scolding Mahiravan, he should be Mahiravan's enemy. Who is Mahiravan's enemy? Is my friend. When her hands were released to go and fetch water, all the servants were standing on the shore. She kept, walked down to the steps to fetch water. Hanuman made his body pretty so small and went and spoke to this lady, Duratandi. Hey, who are you? Why are you scolding Mahiravan? Duratandi said, who are you? How come you are here? Then Hanuman said, I am Lord Ram's servant. Oh yeah, there are two human beings. My brother is planning to kill them and offer it to Kali. Hanuman said, can you please help me rescue them? And Duratandi says, sure, I will do that. In return, I will, help you the way, whatever you want. So they made a deal. And Duratandi said that, you know what? You sit on this water pot that I'm carrying. Hanuman said, I will drown. Then they decided that Hanuman said, generally when you make a Purana Kumbha, when you make a auspicious pot with all the puja ceremony, they'll keep mango leaves. Hanuman said, I will make my body further small and sit on the mango leaf and float around so that nobody can see. You carry me inside, then I will take care of the rest. So, plan was made and Duratandi is carrying Hanuman. And she was walking past that gate. Usually, whenever Duratandi used to cross that gate, because she had this enmity, she had this feeling of animosity towards Mahiravan, That meter used to always tilt and create some noise. Every soldier noticed that. They knew that. But now, this meter created more noise and more sound because Hanuman was also there. So everybody said, hey, stop. How come today more sound? You are thinking more ill about our master? Hey, chal chal. Leave me. Allow me to go inside. So finally, Duratandi took Hanuman inside. And as soon as Hanuman entered the palace, Hanuman jumped out of the pot, created a big ruckus there, gave a big punch and finished off all the citizens inside the Mahipuri and finally went and challenged, hey Mahiravan, here I am, servant of Lord Ram. You do what you can do. Please give back, you know, Ram and Lakshman. So then Mahiravan also came to his senses and, you know, there ensued a big fight between Mahiravan and Hanuman. And as a part of the fight, finally, Hanuman gave a big punch and thrashed Mahiravan almost to death and started jumping up and down, saying that, now I have killed Mahiravan who has taken away my masters. But then few minutes later, Mahiravan sprung up and once again got ready for a fight. Hanuman thought, what happened? He once again, you know, started to, you know, kill. He kept, as many times as he tried to kill Mahiravan, every time he couldn't kill, he came back to life. So, in the meanwhile, Hanuman was wondering what is going on. How come this guy is not dying? So then he remembered that his life is not in one place, it's in multiple places. So he was asking Duratandi, can you please tell me where is this diamond there? Because I was told that his one portion of, one third of his life is in the diamond. And she said, oh yeah, I'll get you the diamond. So she went to fetch the diamond. In the meanwhile, Mahiravan went to perform puja and he invoked a demon from the havan and sent the demon to attack Hanuman. So that the demon can keep Hanuman engaged. And it is said that if the puja, the fire sacrifice is successful, then Mahiravan would finish Ram and Lakshman there. So somehow she hurried Hanuman. Hanuman, please go, somehow finish him off. Hanuman said, yeah, this, you know, Rakshasa is irritating me. Duryodhana said, don't worry, you go and disturb the fire sacrifice. This Rakshasa will die on its own. The Rakshasa's power is coming from the fire sacrifice. As soon as the fire sacrifice is disturbed, the Rakshasa will die on his own. So Hanuman directly went to the fire sacrifice place. He spit urine, he passed urine, his, you know, stool spit on the place and completely disturbed the fire sacrifice and the Rakshasa died. And this time, final moments have come to kill Mahiravan. So, Hanuman thought how to execute the killing now. So, Mahiravan was laughing, smiling, saying that you guys cannot do anything because my life is in multiple places. So, Hanuman, as intelligent as he is always, he said to Lakshmana, my dear Lakshmana, you please hold this diamond with you and crush it when I tell you. And he asked Ram that please shot the arrow when he is crushing the diamond and I will take care of putting off the fire. And they all three were in sync, saying that I will, at that time, I will put off the fire. I'll remember you all. And as soon as I remember you, I will be able to communicate with you. And you finish. Crush and you finish the arrow. Deal was done. So Hanuman ran or flew to Himalayas. And he once again requested, I do not want to waste any more time to, you know, handles all snakes. He once again requested Vayu. So, can you please withdraw the air? Because the fire, the lambs can blame only when there is air there. So, can you withdraw so that fire can, the lambs can be automatically put off? Why is that? Why not? Any time for you, dear. So, Vayu withdrew the air. The light got put off. Hanuman requested Brahma to transport him back to Mahipuri without any delay. So Hanuman came back to Mahipuri, and by then, because he, as planned, Lakshmana crushed the diamond and Ram shot the arrow in Mahiravan's heart, and Mahiravan finally died. So Neela, one of the Vanara soldiers, who is considered as an engineer in Vanara, reconstructed the entire Mahipuri. And the Neela Megha, who is the son of Durotandi, was established as the king over there. And Hanuman carried Ram and Lakshman on both his shoulders and flew back to Lanka. The famous picture that you would have seen, Ram and Lakshmana carrying on Hanuman's back, it happened as a part of this Mahiravan pastime. So, this is called ability versus humility. Hanuman was so able, so intelligent, so responsible, so thoughtful, that every service given to him, he has done it to the best, and nobody can, you know, come closer to what the way Hanuman has done the service. And in spite of doing all the great glorious service, when Narad Muni came and glorified Hanuman that you are the recipient of Lord's mercy, Hanuman said, "My dear Lord, how can I be the recipient of Lord's mercy? Look at what Lord Ram has done to me. He told me to stay back here and gone back to taken Sugriva and everybody else with him. I am the alone person being here, constantly thinking about my Lord. How can I be, you know, Lord's recipient? I am not the real recipient of Lord's mercy. I am just a monkey." So, in our devotional service, this ability and humility are both the things that are required. We should use our ability, intelligence, resources, skills, infrastructure, people, followers, beauty, name, fame, everything that Krishna has given to us. We should engage in Krishna's service, Lord Rama's service, in everyone's service. But at the same time, we should remember they all doesn't belong to us. They all are belonging to our spiritual master. And because of our Guru and Gauranga's mercy, we can engage in the Lord's service and stay grounded. As I mentioned, probably I didn't realize that I would take such a long to finish one pastime. So the remaining four different lessons, at least I will just state them in 1 minute, and probably in the future instance, whenever Krishna willing, we can do the remaining portion of the katha. So, ability versus humility, Hanuman. Humility versus authority, Sugriva. He had humility and authority. He used the authority to help in Lord Ram's service. If you are an authority, you should have some sort of administrative and also all superiority over that. But Sugriva simultaneously had humility versus authority. Then authority versus sincerity. That was Vibhishana. When I say sincerity, non-duplicity. Vibhishana had authority, at the same time sincerity. And sincerity versus simplicity. That was Lakshmana. He had sincerity as well as simplicity. And simplicity versus spirituality, that was Jatayu as a part of his service to Lord Ram. So these were the five lessons I was going to discuss. But then I went too long on Mahiravan's pastime. It's a very, you know, famous pastime that I like. So I would like to end here by saying that Lord Ram comes in every yuga to kill Ravana, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes once in 26 kalpas, and he had shown his special form, Shadbhuja form, where one of them was Lord Ram. And we have this Mahaprabhu in our life, Mahaprabhu's mercy. And we also have an opportunity of being in the rarest probability of once in 26 kalpa opportunity to be part of the Sankirtan movement. Let's make sure that we take advantage of this opportunity and be part of the Sankirtan movement and spread the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. If there are any questions or comments, we can discuss.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for speaking on the subject of humility and ability versus ability, and the description of Mahiravan is so much great there. I know Prabhupada has mentioned about Mahiravan and this episode in his letters and conversations. I had never heard of him completely. It was so nice to hear the entire story with so many. So it doesn't come in Tulsidas story.
I have heard it from a proper disciple. I must have heard this lecture maybe 15 times. So I remember this. I do not know. I think it is from Valmiki Ramayana only. Maybe Valmiki Ramayana. Maybe I do not know. Maybe different version of Ramayana. But there is something called as untold stories of Valmiki Ramayana. So something like that. So there is one proper disciple by name Atma Tattva Prabhu. So, I have heard from him.
And, yes, Prabhu, thank you so much. The story, the details were so fascinating. Thank you so much for that, and also, of course, the lessons. And, and the five people that you had chosen, five lessons, right? You say?
Yes. Yes.
The five people who had chosen, I was just thinking, how nice. One of them has such unique abilities and they were known for their service and very, very nice people. Very nice
people. Hare Krishna, thank you. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, amazing lecture, Prabhupada. Very nice. Yeah, very nice story. I mean, I also remember hearing this lecture long time, but exactly you have met him in the class of of Mahiravan and his force and how Hanuman crossed. Literally, because always your classes are very introspective, giving us something practically that we can learn and apply in our life. Very, very grateful for your association.
Hare Krishna. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Anybody else has any other questions or comments?
Prabhuji, thank you very much for such a nice narrative class as usual. And you add one nice point that whatever ability given by Srimati Radharani, have to use in Krishna consciousness. Like from childhood, my father is so strict. Singing only, he's given a training. He also passed seven exams of classical music, and He is very strict with my mummy and my brother that the singing guru will explain, teach us only Lord Shiva, Srimati Radharani, Lord Krishna's person, because we are from Sri Sampradaya, Sri Shivallabha Sampradaya. So, Prabhuji, whatever I learned from my childhood, I will try my best to serve all Vaishnava, small kids, Lattu Gopal and Gopis, Koti Koti Nakrat Pranam, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. All glories to your wonderful service and your enthusiasm. Just by your appreciation, I feel a little more responsible and encouraged to live up to the standard that is needed. Thank you so much.
Any more questions or comments? After which we just have a small recital by Mataji would like to recite, Jyoti Mataji would like to recite Nama Narayan, Nama Ramayan. So if there are any more questions, we'll take that and then hand over the floor to you.
Okay, thank you. Vancha Kalpadarubhya Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, again for your valuable time and association. Jyoti Mataji, you can take over. Thank you, Prabhuji.